第一节，交际问答。根据所听到的句子，说出相应的答语。你将有十秒钟的答题时间，共五个句子，每个句子读一遍。
1. Why do you like game shows?
开始录音。停止录音。
2. Who is more hardworking, your brother or you?
开始录音。停止录音。
3. What were you doing when the accident happened?
开始录音。停止录音。
4. Do you know how to make fruit salad?
开始录音。停止录音。
5. What is your new shirt made of?
开始录音。停止录音。
第二节，朗读短文。你有90秒的准备时间。当听到提示音或看到屏幕下方录音中的提示时，开始朗读。
开始录音。 停止录音。
第三节，话题表达。根据所提问题和提示要求，用英语进行表达。你有120秒的准备时间。当听到提示音或看到屏幕下方录音中的提示时，开始作答。
开始录音。停止录音。
第四节，对话理解。听对话和问题，选择正确答案。对话和问题读两遍，你将有十秒钟的时间完成有关小题和阅读下一小题。
Tom,Did your team win the football match yesterday afternoon?
Oh, we didn't finish the match because of the heavy rain.
Question: How was the weather yesterday afternoon? Tom, did your team win the football match yesterday afternoon?
Oh, we didn't finish the match because of the heavy rain.
Question: How was the weather yesterday afternoon? Nick, you're so good at math. Is it your favorite subject?
No, actually, I like history best. It's very interesting.
Question, what is Nick's favorite subject? Nick, you're so good at math. Is it your favorite subject?
No, actually, I like history best. It's very interesting.
Question, what is Nick's favorite subject? Hey, Billy, when did you start learning to play the violin?
4 years ago, when I was in grade 6.
Question, how long has Billy learned to play the violin? Hey, Billy, when did you start learning to play the violin?
4 years ago, when I was in grade 6.
Question, how long has Billy learned to play the violin? Jack, I really love the shoes you bought for me from America. They look so cool.
I'm glad you like them, but they're actually Chinese products.
Question, where are the shoes made? Jack, I really love the shoes you bought for me from America. They look so cool.
I'm glad you like them, but they're actually Chinese products.
Question, where are the shoes made? Hey, Peter, is that tall girl with black hair your sister?
No, that's my cousin. My sister is shorter than her.
Question, who is the tall girl with black hair? Hey, Peter, is that tall girl with black hair your sister?
No, that's my cousin. My sister is shorter than her.
Question, who is the tall girl with black hair?
Part A. 听第一遍短文，将下面的信息按照听到的顺序排序，请在每个题号后的字母里进行选择。你将有15秒钟的时间阅读下面的内容。
Jim was born in a small village by the sea in Qingdao, and he often went swimming in the sea when he was a child. So he became very good at swimming. When he was in grade 4, his family moved to the city of Jinan. Now he studies in number 5 middle school. He has a busy life in his new school, so he seldom has the chance to swim in the sea. But his father often takes him to the swimming pool near his home. Last Saturday, when Jim was running in the park, he suddenly saw a little girl fall into the water. He called out to other people for help at once. Then he rushed to the lake and jumped into the water. Finally, he saved the girl with the help of other people. They praised Jim for his courage and kindness. Later, the girl's parents came and thanked him a lot.
Part B. 再听录音，根据录音选择最佳答案。 你将有15秒钟的时间阅读下面的内容，短文将再读两遍。
Jim was born in a small village by the sea in Qingdao, and he often went swimming in the sea when he was a child. So he became very good at swimming. When he was in grade 4, his family moved to the city of Jinan. Now he studies in number 5 middle school. He has a busy life in his new school, so he seldom has the chance to swim in the sea. But his father often takes him to the swimming pool near his home. Last Saturday, when Jim was running in the park, he suddenly saw a little girl fall into the water. He called out to other people for help at once. Then he rushed to the lake and jumped into the water. Finally, he saved the girl with the help of other people. They praised Jim for his courage and kindness. Later, the girl's parents came and thanked him a lot. Jim was born in a small village by the sea in Qingdao, and he often went swimming in the sea when he was a child. So he became very good at swimming. When he was in grade 4, his family moved to the city of Jinan. Now he studies in number 5 middle school. He has a busy life in his new school, so he seldom has the chance to swim in the sea. But his father often takes him to the swimming pool near his home. Last Saturday, when Jim was running in the park, he suddenly saw a little girl fall into the water. He called out to other people for help at once. Then he rushed to the lake and jumped into the water. Finally, he saved the girl with the help of other people. They praised Jim for his courage and kindness. Later, the girl's parents came and thanked him a lot.